Join Robert, Mary, and Rudy. Call anytime, 800-387-8025. Or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, we've enjoyed getting the comments from many of you that you liked hearing this segment again after we put it on hiatus because of the coronavirus. And since Branson was a hit, today it's Destination Spotlight number 66 in our ongoing series, as Mary and I will be taking you to the 25th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1836 and known as the Natural State. Before we're off to Bentonville, Arkansas, a quick message from our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Whether it's back to school for kids in college, a late summer road trip, or maybe you're on the move for business, whenever travel does return for you, be better than ever with the best bag in hand. Robert and I travel with the Platinum Collection. Rudy prefers the Max Light series. And one of the most important items to help ensure a successful trip is quality luggage.
It certainly is. It's the luggage we've been traveling with for easily 20 years or so. And Travel Pro Luggage is the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers as they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. They're offering some terrific specials right now at TravelPro.com. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right. If you're a regular listener, you may recall our first museum gallery segment back in mid-January featured the Crystal Bridges Museum of Art in Bentonville, Arkansas. Bentonville is certainly having a moment, and holding for us on the show hotline is Kayleen Griffith with Visit Bentonville.
Hello, Kayleen. Thanks for joining Mary and me for today's Destination Spotlight.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
Well, we're glad to have you with us today. So listen, Bentonville and Walmart are certainly synonymous. The place has blossomed from a small town to really a thriving smaller city now. In my opinion, it still hasn't lost that hometown America feel. Want to know, what do you love most about living in Bentonville? And why should our listeners around the country tuned in consider coming to your area and spending some of their travel dollars?
Well, I think the most important thing is that it still has that small town atmosphere, but it has the big city amenities that we have not had in the past. And in the last, 2011, Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art came in and built a state-of-the-art museum that celebrates, the American art, that also unites the arts and the nature together. And then the Momentary is the newest contemporary museum that I love, that it has this very industrial, it's a former industrial plant that is a contemporary museum, and they really, they didn't take the industrial plant and change it. They just kind of enhanced it with art and a little bit of an experience within that. So those two things with the art, and then, of course, I can't miss out on our trails and the quality of life experience that you get with our trail system.
Yes.
Over 400 miles in northwest Arkansas.
That's what I want to talk to you about. And just so you know, you'll be happy to know this, we actually featured Crystal Bridges Museum of Art back in January in our show.
Yeah, it was
show.
A different section we called the Museum
and
Gallery.
We had them on. So I'm excited to hear that the Momentary is now up and running. So Kayleen, let's talk about these great trails. It's the Greenway that I'm thinking of. You got a lot of cycling there, big for mountain biking. Since we're in a pandemic, I think everyone around the U.S. is really seeking a lot of fun and good things to do outside. So let's just talk a little bit more about this. What can you tell us in a little more detail about the trail systems?
Sure. Just recently, our leadership all came together and announced that we're the mountain bike capital of the world. And I think one of the things that I love about that announcement was we're not saying we're the best. We're saying we have the best experience in those trails experience, that we have unique trail experience. We have these purpose-built trails that you do not get those everywhere. And more recently, they just announced the hand-cut trails. But what we have is we have the Greenway that connects our northwest Arkansas cities, and it's about 36 miles. And then followed by that with our single track that connects off of the Greenway is the single track experience that is probably my favorite part because I just started riding at 50 years old. I started riding the mountain bike trails. And there's these basic trails for somebody like myself that's just a beginner. I stay on those beginner trails. You're not seeing me go to the next level yet. But I know that I can progress with trails that are a little bit more difficult. And then for the adventurous rider, we have that full experience for them also with some of our drops and our jumps and some of the obstacles that I'm probably never going to do, but we have that for that rider. And it's a really full family experience for those folks that are adventurous on the cycle.
Let me ask you, because I do want to get to our last question with you in a second, but real quick, where do you draw most of your visitors from? I mean, are they driving there?
The majority of our riders are from our touch states. in the area. We do get a lot from Colorado. That's only about 10 hours. Chicago's, you know, about 9 hours.
Okay.
So you have a variety of riders within that area, Texas, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Missouri, Kansas.
Yeah, that's the part that we liked. I mean, it's very accessible. All right, so the last question for us, we like to ask everybody on the Destination Spotlight part of our show this. Really share something surprising with us or an interesting fact, something we haven't talked about right now about Bentonville that will entice our listeners to come visit.
Well, just recently we did a public arts map, and we have over 100 pieces of public art within our community that nobody had any idea of. And it is some of the best experiences for a family, adult, that you can come out and see this phenomenal public art that you're going to get to experience.
All right.
As a community.
Oh, well, Kayleen, that is something I did not know either. Mary,
no,
I don't think you did either.
I love it.
So something to go do for sure. Kayleen, really appreciate you joining us. Folks, you can find out more about Bentonville at visitbentonville.com. Have a great weekend, Kayleen.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bentonville, Arkansas. And I know, Mary, that the Crystal Bridges Museum, I think they're going to have, what, Ansel Adams.
Yep, coming up September 19th, I think. And I think it's all the way through early January
of
2021.
Check that out as well. Well, we've now completed number 66 in the series. You can find all of the destination spotlights that we've covered. We began this back in April 2017. They're on rmworldtravel.com or on the homepage. We're fast approaching 11 a.m. Eastern Time. That's a wrap for hour one of the program. We've still got another hour coming right up. After these messages, we'll all be back talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.